Glory be to God. Indeed, all things are possible. I tell you something, I am so excited because we're about to start a new series today. And what is this new series about? I tell you, if you have not invited someone, if you've not remembered to wake up somebody this morning, please wake them up. Send them this link, because we're about to start a journey that is very, very personal, but very life transforming. Because today, we will start and build up on the series we started last week. If you were with us last week, we introduced what I will call and which we titled Faith for a New Season. Faith for a New Season. Because we are going to build our faith with this series for the impossible. The impossible. I tell you something, I am excited because I began to see something I never knew before. Never knew was actually so possible that I tell you something, there's a bit of logic we'll be looking at, and then we'll be looking at some things that actually defy logic. What do I mean by that? Because today our topic will be, do you have faith? Do you have faith? And let me just show us something quickly. I love using a slide. The slide just helps me to stay in line and with a check. Now, if we look at a scripture in the Bible, now you will need your Bible, I promise you. And you will see the difference between using the Bible and using logic throughout this series. So in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 to 40, is what we will be building up on and talking about throughout this series. Now, I read to us Hebrews chapter 11, and let's just start with verse 6. Maybe you are on this broadcast, and I'm not assuming you have faith in God. All right? I am not assuming that your faith in God is strong. In fact, I am going to the basics. We are starting from the very foundation, the very basics, where we are going to start with an assumption that none of us actually have faith. And to those of us who have faith, maybe it's time to actually re-examine our faith, to see if our faith truly is genuine, is real, is authentic, and it's what I will call the God kind of faith. The faith that God himself, the maker of all, the creator of the entire universe has. So I will tell you something, don't miss the start of this series. Do not miss the start of this series. Please, I am saying this once again with every conviction. Send this invite, send this link to somebody, because it's going to transform your life and transform mine. Now, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 tells us that birth without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. I repeat, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Our topic today is, Do you have faith? Do you have faith? And, you know, I know when we gather, we always look, you know, we're so used to, you know, church language for those who come to a building and have church, where I would say, tell your neighbor, ask your neighbor, do you have faith? Do you know what? There is no neighbor here now. Maybe you're watching from your bedroom. Maybe this accidentally popped up on your Facebook, on your live stream. There is no neighbor, because right now we're talking about something that is very, 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 very personal. Now, the first thing I want to say is faith is very personal. Faith is personal. Your own faith, my own faith, are different. What do I mean? There are different levels. What we believe in are different levels. So what are we going to be looking at today? We're going to try and answer, what is faith? How do we have faith? What do we have faith in? The different ways we have faith and the different sources of faith. When we look at these five things, we hope to capture and answer that question, do you have faith? All right, so let us kick on. What is faith? What then is faith? You see, the Bible declares, I'm going to be using the Bible. I said, we're going to use the Bible and we're going to use logic. And you will see how the two intersperse and how you and I can actually start answering some questions that are in our hearts. You see, I woke up this morning and, you know, it's like you go onto a website. I didn't go to a website, by the way. And you begin to download information. And some awesome things began to drop into my heart. Some things that I began to sit down and logically I could piece them together. The things that were dropping into my heart were not logic. They defied the logic. But through logic, I was able to get an explanation. Now, come with me. What is faith? Now, in the Bible, in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, the Bible declares there and defines faith to us. And how does the Bible define faith to us? The Bible says there that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I repeat, now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Please, I am talking to somebody today. I know you have read this scripture over and over. This is not the first time you will see that definition. This is not the first time you will read Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Remember where we're starting from? We're coming from the standpoint that none of us have faith. So we want to come like a child to understand today what faith is. Because I tell you something, some of our faith are warped, messed up, consciously or unconsciously. Look, some of us might actually think we are operating in faith. Meanwhile, we are not operating in faith. We are operating based on what we have heard. Please note that. I will build on that later. Now, let's go back to this definition. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When you look at that definition, two things stand out about faith. Faith is one, substance. Faith is two, evidence. So faith is based on substance and based on evidence. So you don't have faith if there's no substance. You don't have faith if there's no evidence. You can't just have a blind faith. Come on. Now, let's explain further what we mean by substance and evidence. Substance is realization. One translation puts it that way, that word substance. is an assurance, is a confirmation. Substance, you know, you just come to a realization that, wait a minute, this is real. Wait a minute, I have an assurance about this thing, even though I can't see it. I have a confirmation, even though it is not there. Because it's a substance of things hoped for. What you hope for is not something that is with you at the moment. You are hoping for it, but you have a realization that that hope is real. You have an assurance that that hope will not be dashed. And there is some form of a confirmation to tell you that, yes, I am hoping for this, it's going to happen. Now, the other thing is evidence. So faith is evidence of things not seen. Look at that. You can't see it, but you have the evidence that it is there. Can I ask us a question? Do you have a brain? Do you have a brain? Can you see your brain? I get somebody saying, I believe I have a brain. I can't see it. But I have evidence that there's a brain there because I can think, I can choose, I can learn, I can make decisions. So the brain must be there. So what is the evidence you have that you have a brain? The evidence is that you are just confident. You have a conviction. Come on, there's a brain there. So faith, substance, faith, evidence. Now, let's take this thing as we go. Remember what we're looking at today? Do you have faith? Do you have faith? Now, let me convince you, in case you are asking that question, do I have faith? You've made it personal. Every human being has faith. Even the child that is just born a minute ago, a few hours ago, demonstrates some kind of faith. Have you seen a newborn baby before? Who told the newborn baby that the newborn baby should breathe? Who told the newborn baby that a newborn baby needs food? Why is it that when they carry a newborn baby, you see the next thing the newborn baby wants to do is to suck? That baby has faith that when he expresses his lungs or her lungs, inhales, exhales, it's going to breathe. It's going to be alive. That baby expresses faith that when he sucks, something is going to come up that is going to nourish it somehow. The baby is crying. The baby is crying. The baby is demanding for something. Everyone has faith. We all have faith in someone or in something. So there is nothing like a blind faith or I don't have faith. We all have faith. There is always something. There is always someone that you and I believe exists. There is always someone, there is always something that we believe in. You are watching, you have faith. Maybe you're sitting now, you had faith on that chair before you sat on it. Maybe you're lying down, you're still in your PJs. You have faith that that bed you're lying on will carry your weight. You have faith that the PJs you're wearing will cover your nakedness. That's why you put it on. Everybody demonstrates one kind of faith or the other. Now, do we have faith? The next question is then, let's go to the rudiments again. That how then do we have faith? Listen, beyond every reasonable doubt, you have faith in someone or something. There is something or someone you believe exists somewhere. You believe you have a brain. You believe your brain exists. You've got the substance. You've got the evidence, even though you cannot see it. So how do we have faith? That's the next question we said we will try to answer. How do we have faith? Now, let's go back again. Listen, I am not a politician. And, you know, there's this saying, oh, no, don't talk about politics. Don't talk about religion. Don't talk about, you know, if you want to keep friends, don't discuss politics. Don't discuss religion. Listen, I'm not about to discuss politics or discuss religion. But listen, can I ask you, why would you vote for a politician? Why would you vote for a certain party? Why are you affiliated? Why is it that you believe there is a God? Or maybe you're watching. Why is it that you believe there is no God? How do this faith in people, politics, or in religion, or no religion, how does faith itself come? Listen, we are looking at the rudiments today. If we get these rudiments right today, we will go on next week to see how to have faith in the impossible, the faith that defies logic. Listen, how do we have faith? Let's go back again to a scripture, simple scripture in Romans and chapter 10 and verse 17 gives us an answer. Because that politician you vote for, that politician you so much believe in that you will almost fight with your friend, even family, you will disagree, so much sharp disagreement that you won't even talk to a friend anymore. You won't talk to someone you call a brother anymore, someone you call a sister anymore, because one, politics, two, religion has separated you. The religion has caused a rift, a strife. Do you know why? It's because Romans chapter 10, verse 17 tells us that we have faith through the things we hear. The things we hear. So then faith comes from hearing what is told. Listen, we are looking at the rudiments of faith. Why do you believe in that politician? Why do you vote for that party? Because of what the politician told you. Because of what the party put as their manifesto. And you believe so much. You believed it. It resonates with something within you. It's something that just you align with. And somebody who doesn't align with you, as far as that politician or that party is concerned, you have a sharp dissension with them and disagreement. So much more, you don't want to talk to them again. Why? Because of what the politician told you. Because of what the party told you. Why is it you believe in God? Why is it you don't believe in God? It's religion. Why is there religion? Why is there no religion? Listen, it's because of what you heard, what you are told. Everything you have faith in today is as a result of what you heard, what you were told. Listen, we are looking at the rudiments of what faith is today. What you hear is what you have faith in. What you are told is what you will develop faith in. Let us start with a little child. The baby starts sucking. The baby starts breathing. The baby starts growing. The baby starts comprehending things. The baby starts getting told things. When you were a child, you were told so many things. Maybe you were in a family and you were told there is no God because there's no evidence. Or you were told there is God. And in this family, we believe in God. We pray to a God we don't see. You were told these things and you believed. Why is there so much fight today about politics and politicians? Because people believe one politician over the other. And some people don't believe in one politician over the other. And you know what? It's so sad that we even bring religion into it. You know, some people will believe a politician because of a certain line of religious beliefs. Some people will not believe in a politician because they don't align with a certain line of religious beliefs. It's all faith, you see, and it is very personal. So how do we have faith? It is as a result of what you hear, what you are told. The next thing we want to look at is then ask yourself, listen, I had to sit down and I had to start asking myself these questions. What are these questions? Let me go to the slide and show you what the questions are. Right? Faith comes by what I hear, what I'm told. So I had to sit back. Hey, wait a minute. What have I been hearing? What have I been told? What are people telling me? Hey, what have you been hearing about that politician? What have you been hearing about that party? What have you been hearing about? What did people tell you? Come on, you sit down, you watch the news. You sit down, you read books. You sit down, you read papers. And everything you are told, guess what? You begin to have faith in. You went to school. They told you the world was round. You had faith in it because you were told. You went to school. You were told that 1 + 1 = 2. And then you believed it. And then they brought something and said, this is 1. They brought the other and said, this is 2. 1 + 1, 2. 1, 2. You were taught how to count. You were taught to speak the language you speak. You were spoken into your ears. You heard it. You believed it. You spoke it. And when you speak it, you hear it back spoken to you. You began to have faith. What have you been hearing? I had to sit back and I began to examine myself and I began to ask myself questions. Wait a minute. If faith comes by what I'm told, if faith comes by what I hear, then I need to watch what I'm hearing and I need to watch what I'm being told. Listen, we are still looking at the rudiments and the fundamentals, the basics of faith. So the next thing we want to look at is, okay, if I have faith in what I'm told, if I have faith in what I keep hearing, if my faith in the politician and I can kill or disengage from friendships because of a politician, because of a religious line of belief, right? If I can do that, it's as a result of what I've been hearing. So ask yourself, what if you didn't hear that thing? What if nobody told you? Then you wouldn't have faith. So let us take the next step. What are the different ways we hear? Because how we hear, what we hear, determines our faith. Listen, how we hear, what we hear, determines our faith. I repeat, how we hear, what we hear, determines our faith. Right, so let's look at the different ways we hear. The different ways we hear. Listen, we are looking at a question today. Do you have faith? So what are the different ways we hear? Listen, it's very simple. When you see the word H-E-A-R, hear, then you remove the H, you look at the air. Ear. Ear. Okay. I have some people in the studio with me who are very good with oral English. So H-E-A-R, hear. E-A-R comes to your mind. Your ear. 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 Okay. Ear. Never mind. I don't even know what you're hearing. You watching me now. Or you listening to this. I don't know what you're hearing. So, but I submit to you today that we don't hear H-E-A-R only by hear. Ear. E-A-R. These are the different ways we hear. Listen, we hear faith through our five senses. We hear through our eyes. We hear through our ears. We hear through our nose. We hear through What we taste, we hear through what we touch. So we hear faith through our five senses. We hear faith through our five senses. Let me tell you a story, interesting story in the Bible. There was a man, he had two sons, he was about to die. Now, he grew up with these boys. These boys were twins. He knew about them the day they were born and everything. So he watched his sons grow up. Somehow, this man became fond of one of the sons. Why? Because it seemed like this other one was wild, but this one he liked was kind of gentle, meek. He was a homeboy. The other one, the other twin, was a, come on, an out boy, man. He was a road man. He was right there on the street. You know, he was just always out. But the other boy he was fond of, the other twin, was always in the house. And that boy also spent more time with the dad at home. So one day the dad grew, was about to die. And by this time, he became very old. He was so old that his eyes, he could not see very well. Listen, remember we hear faith through our eyes, ear, nose, taste, touch. I'm telling you this story. Listen. So this man couldn't see anymore. So he asked, he made a last request. He was about to die. He wanted to bless that second son he was fond of. So he asked him, hey, son, you go make me the best food, my favorite meal. Just make it so that I can bless you. Now, listen, he was about to bless not the favorite son. He was about to bless, sorry, I mixed up the story. He was about to bless the older one. It was his wife that was fond of the homeboy. Yeah, let me not mix the story. Some of you know where I'm going. Okay, so the younger son who was the homeboy was mommy's favorite. The older one, who was the one who was always going out, was the dad's favorite because he goes to hunt, he brings food, you know, he catches wild game animals, he comes and gives to the father. So, and according to what the tradition was, you pass the blessing to the first. So he was about to do this, but mind you, was not old. So he called the older one, which by this time he couldn't see very well. But you know what? When you can't see, your ears, your nose, taste, and touch will compensate for what you can't see. So he couldn't see the older son, but he could hear him by faith. He could smell him because the guy was always with animals. And when you know when you go out hunting, you will smell of animals, you smell of wildlife, you smell of the field. So he could hear the voice, he could smell his body. And of course, if he touched him, because the guy was hairy, he knew this was him. And then, if he tasted his food, he knew this guy got me what I wanted. So he said, come on, you go and get me the food. Make this my special meal for me. Go catch the animal and make it. Now, the younger son heard, the mother heard that he was about to bless the older. And through the instrumentality of how we have faith, of the things we develop faith, the things we hear. You know what the mom did? The mom figured out, okay, this man can't see very well, but he can hear, he can smell, he can touch, he can taste, but he can't see. So how do we bypass the fact that he can't see and use what he can hear, what he can smell, what he can taste, what he can touch, to let him believe the second son was the older son. So she said, number one, let's get him the food he wanted to. So when he tastes the food, at least he will know that this is the food. Remember, faith comes by also tasting. Faith comes by seeing, by hearing, by smelling, by tasting, by touching. That's what we mean. So you know what the mom did? Give him the food. So you younger son, go give the man the food. So the man tasted the food. He said, wow, this is lovely. This is the food, my favorite meal that you always make for me. But I am hearing the voice of the younger son. This is not the voice of the older. Because by this time, remember, he could not see. But he could hear. He could smell. He could touch. He could taste. He said, no, this is not the voice of my older son Esau. This is the voice of the younger Jacob. So he said, okay, you know what? To convince myself, to have faith that this is Esau and not Jacob that I'm hearing, he said, come on, son, move close to me. He moved close to him and he smelled him. Do you know what he smelled? The mom had connived with the younger Jacob and told him, come on, put on yourself, you know, the skin of an animal so that you will smell like you are a hunter. So the man smelled, this is smelling like Esau. But then, I know Esau is hairy. Jacob is not hairy. So he said, let me feel your hand. Cleverly, you know what the mom had done? I put animal skin, wrapped it around the hand. It was a tattoo in three dimensions. You know, a tattoo you ink. But when it's three dimensional, you don't need to ink, you paste. You cut and paste. So the guy's hands, the sleeve, were covered with animal skin, and the animal, the fore skin of an animal is always hairy. So the old man smelled, this smells like Esau, my older son. He touched, this feels like my older son, Esau. Remember, he had tasted the food. This tastes like the food my older son will give me. And then he touched. But faith that should have come by what he heard, just heard, was eroded. He heard the voice of the younger son, Jacob, but he was convinced through what he smelled, what he tasted, what he touched. So his hearing became defective. When I say defective, he didn't base his faith on what he heard, the voice of Jacob, the second son he heard. He based his faith on what he smelled, what he touched, what he tasted. And do you know what? There is a parallel here, how our faith shifts away from what we should actually be hearing. We now rely on what we are smelling, what we are tasting, and what we can touch. Most of the politicians we believe in, listen, we hear them through what we taste, what we feel they taste like. We hear them through what we feel they smell like. We hear them through when we touch them. Have you seen some of these very charismatic politicians? When they go for the rallies, and then everyone wants to touch them, and then you see them, you know, just touching people and things like that. So I'm just saying that the different ways we hear faith can be through our eyes, through our ears, through the nose, through the taste, and through touch. So I will take us to the next slide that tells us now the different sources that we hear from. Now, we've seen the different ways, but the different sources, we hear from. Now, this is the home run. Don't miss this. The different sources we hear from. Look, the whole idea of you hearing this message today is to examine your faith. What have I been hearing? Remember, hearing is not just audible. It's sensual senses, sensual sensory organs, taste, touch, smell. What have you been? Have you listened to some people talk before and they make you feel good? I know somebody's hearing a song in their mind there. I feel good. They make you feel good. And you base your faith on that feel-good factor. You hear a message. It tickles your fancy. It boosts your ego. It makes you feel like a warrior, like a man, like a woman. Yes. And then you base faith on it. What have you been hearing? What have you been hearing? And how have you been hearing? So the different sources that we hear from. This is the home run. Please don't miss this. We're talking about, do you have faith? Next week, we'll look at how to have faith in the impossible. If you can listen to this and break this down, and it goes into your logic, because I said we're going to look at the Bible and look at logic, you will begin to see and re-examine yourself if truly you have faith in the supernatural, in the impossible. Because first, primarily, everybody has faith in something, in someone. So what are the different sources we hear from? Listen, this is interesting. Number one source we hear from and that can give us faith. Remember, faith is what you, it comes by what you hear, what you're told, is your mind. If you keep hearing things through your five senses, through ears, nose, taste, touch, and that's what you rely on, that's what and how you will have faith. And that will determine the things you will have faith in. So that's number one source, your mind. Number two source is people. You have faith through people. What? People tell us. Somebody comes, for example, and just tells you about somebody you know and begins to malign them, begins to say all sorts of evil about them, tells you, look, I just want to tell you a secret you don't know about this person. Look, let me tell you, this is top secret. You don't know, but we got top information that so-and-so is this, is that this, and that, and this, and that. And these, you know, don't believe in politicians, don't believe in the president, don't believe in this. Let me tell you, we heard God. This is what God said to me. And I'm telling you what God said to me. Listen, what people tell us, we have faith in. It's a source from which faith comes. Number three, the devil. Listen. If you don't believe there is a devil, listen, let me just tell you what the devil is. The devil comes and attacks your mind through thoughts. Three things: to steal your mind, to kill your mind and to destroy your mind. The devil, through thoughts, the devil is an angelic being, a fallen angel. But I'm not talking about the devil today, but I'm just telling you that thought that comes to you that steals, that kills and destroys, that's the devil. That's how to recognize the devil. So you hear people telling you things, the devil can use them. Even your own mind, listen, people, your mind, remember, your mind, your people, and people, they steal, they kill, they destroy. The things you hear that will steal, kill, and destroy relationships with people, that makes you to start not valuing things and valuing relationships and people, and at the end of it, it leads to destruction. That's a source, the devil. And finally, God is another source that we can have here, faith, and have faith through and from. Listen, these are the different sources we hear from. The question today, can you sit back and start examining yourself? By examining yourself, ask yourself these basic questions. Please sit back. Ask yourself these basic questions. Do I have faith? Listen, yes, you do. The question is, what do I have faith in? You know what you have faith in? You have faith in everything you open up yourself to keep hearing. So you need to start asking yourself, what are the things I've been hearing? What should I have faith in? Listen, when you realize your mind, people, the devil can give you faith, you should ask yourself, should I have faith in my mind? What my mind keeps telling me? What people keep telling me? Or what the devil keeps telling me? Listen, if you're watching this broadcast and you're wondering, what is God? Let me tell you what God is. God is the creator of everything you see. God is the source of all life and all intelligence. He's the root. He's like a river that's flowing, but that river has a source from which it's flowing from. You are like that river. And the source is a very good source. The source is the Father, the creator of all. God created you to enjoy this life. He wants to give you life and give you life in abundance that you enjoy. That is what you should have faith in. How do I have faith in what and who I should have faith in? Listen, it comes by what you are told, what you hear. That's why today I've brought the Bible to you. I brought the Word of God to you. When you look at the summary of what we're saying, what the summary of the Bible is, there is a book in Ecclesiastes that captures it. He says, this is, here the summary, the conclusion of this whole matter. Have faith in God, believe in God, and do what God says. I'm paraphrasing. He says, this is the whole duty of man. God put you on this earth to enjoy this life. God put you on this earth to love your neighbor as yourself. God put you on this earth to love him with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength. Love your neighbor. Listen, if we love one another, and that's all we hear, and we are always constantly hearing of how we will love one another, we will have faith in loving one another. And guess what? Faith works through love. I want to pray with someone watching this today. I pray in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus, the mediator between God and man, that these words, the Spirit of God, the Comforter, will comfort your heart, will resonate in your heart. Your heart will become a good ground. You will hear these words like a seed, will take firm root in your heart. You will begin to have faith, the faith of God, the faith in God, and your life will begin to transform. You will begin to please God. And I say in the name of Jesus, you're saying, I don't know God. I pray right now, Father, reveal your heart, your mind, and reveal yourself in the UK and across the world, another lockdown. This is an opportunity that under this lockdown, everyone will come to a realization that vanity and vanity is everything. The only thing that is not vain is when we know you, when we understand you, when we live for you, when we are transformed, when our sins are forgiven, and then we are cleansed and made right with you. In the name of Jesus, Father, thank you for today. Expand your word and save that soul. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Amen.